My friends, we are unfractured. And thereby hangs a tale. It is a tale in which we are all, each one of us, a starring character and a co-author. We are the makers of the story that has been shaped by our unceasing and unrelenting efforts, in which everything mattered. Every rally, every march, every jug of Dimmitt water, every public comment mattered. Every local band, every letter to the editor, every letter to the governor, every concert, every expert testimony at every hearing, every film, every debate with the gas industry, every phone call, every media story, every signature on every petition, every alarm clock that rang at 3:30 in the morning to take every person to every bus to Albany every time we came for 5 years. Because that's what truth does. And it is so sweet now to come together today and tell the story of our victory over the shale army to each other. Because that's why we are here today. Each one of us play different roles in this epic movement, and we all have a different point of view. And here's how our story goes from my vantage point. It was science that stopped fracking in New York. In 2008, when our moratorium was first declared, the state of knowledge about the risks and harms of fracking was rudimentary. The way I described it then was that there was a vast pool of ignorance and unknowing, but on the far banks of that pool of ignorance, there were faint signals of harm and risk. And as the years went by, those signals grew stronger. So that by 2012, when the revised ESGEIS was released, the environmental impact study that was going to be the rule book for fracking, there were about 60 studies in the peer-reviewed scientific literature. And then after that, there was a kind of exponential growth, so that by the time the Department of Health Review was released last month, there were more than 400 such studies. And they clearly show, this moving stream of data clearly showed that fracking poisons the air, especially with benzene, that it contaminates water. It showed that all wells leak, new wells, old wells, that cement is not an immortal material that can form a perfect gasket against leaks. It shows that methane leaked in far more prodigious quantities than we appreciated in the early days and was a threat to the climate itself. It showed health effects, especially for pregnant women and infants,
our most vulnerable members of our population. We found that there were self-reported symptoms among people who live near fracking operations. And these fake signals of danger that we saw in 2008 then turned into a lighthouse, beaming warning signals. So these conclusions of the DOH report were actually corroborated by my shot, Concerned Health Professionals of New York, and by another shot, Physicians, Scientists, and Engineers, and also by another group of independent scientists. Well, that's what happens when you try to talk about science. So science alone did not stop fracking. The data received a big assist from a well-informed citizen movement who took the scientific evidence into their own communities, to the media, to their elected officials, into their churches and synagogues, to the DEC, and to the governor himself. It was the people who took science and spoke scientific truth to power. You accomplished that. You did that. To scientists, you brought us into your community, into your church basements, into your town halls and schools. The chambers of commerce and the Rotary clubs became seminars for the PowerPoints that described all of this data.
And we took it into public hearings here in Albany and all around the state. And I participated in these sort of amazing Friday and Saturday nights in all these different towns all across New York where we showed our PowerPoint presentations. And every time we went, we had a different PowerPoint presentation because the data was growing and growing and we had new studies to talk to you about. And this went on with Dr. Zangrafia and Dr. Howarth, Bill Padulka, Adam Law, Larissa Durska, Kathy Nolan, Mary Menapace, Sheila Bushkin, Yuri Gorby, all those folks, some of whom are here in the room. And we did it in a second way, too, through the public comment process. The 30 days of fracking rigs, remember those days? So that laid out the science like a trail of breadcrumbs. And we turned in 204,000 comments, all of which were informed by the science. So the science alone is just black dots of data in white mathematical space. It's like a musical score. It's not music until someone picks it up and sings it. And that's how Providence was changed. You guys sung the science for us. Informed and aroused by science, but even that itself, that combination itself is not sufficient. It required something else, and that something was Governor Cuomo, who had the willingness to listen to the science and the courage to stand up to the oil and gas industry at a time when other political leaders seemed to be following a policy of capitulation and appeasement. It took someone with vision to imagine a New York economy untethered to the latest inane idea for blasting more fossils out of the ground and lighting them on fire. Governor Cuomo, I've never met you, but over the past 5 years, other than my husband, you are the man I've paid the most attention to. Thank you, Governor Cuomo. Thank you for providing the surprise plot twist to our story. Thank you for revealing yourself in the final chapter, and God, what a page turner that was. You revealed yourself, after all, as our protagonist. Thank you. Arraigned tonight for civil disobedience, and the banner below me will tell you why. A campaign to stop Seneca Lake from becoming a gas station for fracking by repurposing the crumbly salt caverns on the banks to store vast quantities of methane, butane, and propane, which will be pushed into all the pipelines that many of you are fighting, propelled by compressor stations that others of you are fighting, to serve as a gas storage hub for the entire Northeast. Absent our intervention, but we are intervening and we are playing to win. Listen to each other. That's what we're going to continue to do as we throw ourselves into these projects. So I'm heading to the courthouse to stand with 40 Seneca Lake defenders tonight as they face the judge. It's a tough fight, but I will go with this knowledge. The state of our bedrock is unshattered, and the state of New Yorkers is now and will forever be unfractured.